The world is speaking out about an Iranian pastor. A Bible translation organization wins an award, and malnutrition has hit a village in India. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The plight of Iranian pastor Yusuf Nadarkhani could come as early as today. Nadarkhani, called a cult leader by some, was charged and convicted of apostasy and could face the death penalty. While Mission Network News has been talking about this case for a couple of years now, Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton says the world is just now waking up.
Secular media organizations have covered it. As you mentioned, U.S. government officials, including the White House, has spoken out on his behalf. Other officials in other countries, I know in particular the leaders of Germany, have spoken out on his behalf.
Now the government's bringing false charges against him. But why is this happening? Nettleton thinks he knows.
The government of Iran is petrified by the growth of the church in Iran. They are shocked and appalled at the amount of people who are leaving Islam to follow Jesus Christ. I think there very much is an element of we need to make an example of this guy.
Meanwhile, in a closed-access Asian country, one missionary has stopped at nothing to spread the gospel. Vision Beyond Borders reports that several months ago, this man was arrested for showing the Jesus film to a group of people. He was jailed for 7 months, and when he got out, he was threatened with death if he kept evangelizing. Undeterred, he began ministering to prisoners. He's been arrested again, but praises God for the chance to share in prison. Pray for this brother. You're listening to Mission Network News. Translating scripture into the heart language of people around the world is essential for people coming to Christ. Biblica is dedicated to not only translating scripture, but giving the end user an entire Bible and giving them a Bible they can easily understand. Biblica's Evelyn Lemley says if they focus on the top 10 languages of the world,
we can actually reach half of the world's population with those 10 languages in either their primary or their secondary language. But even more importantly, if you go to the top 20 languages of the world, you can reach half of the world's population in their primary language.
Currently, Biblica has scripture completely translated into 27 of the top 30 mega languages. Now, audio is a major focus because many cultures learn orally. What's needed to accomplish it? Time and money. Lemley says,
we have several projects that are underway that, if we just had $50,000 more, we would actually have them complete.
If you can help complete these translation projects, go to our website and we'll connect you. Next, Bible translations getting so advanced, translator organizations are being nationally recognized. The Seed Company was just given the Mission Exchange Award for Innovation of the Year. Roy Peterson says their Bible translation acceleration model is the reason.
Working in partnership with national colleagues and then linking them with technology and resources so that they can do Bible translation not only faster and not only less expensive than ever before, but with the same high levels of quality that Wycliffe Bible translators and our partners around the world have been known for.
The award is affirming.
It affirms the direction that we're going to invest in technology, invest in our national partnerships and colleagues, and it puts us on the radar screen for churches and others across the country who may want to take another look at how Bible translation is being done today.
You can be a part of this. Details at our website. And in one part of India, malnutrition affects just about everyone in the village. It's also a known village for terrorist activity. The two problems go hand in hand. Boys join the cause to fill their stomachs. International Mission Board reports that that's changing with their Faith Garden program, though. The program's turning the village around by teaching them to grow and sell food and to look to the Almighty God. Less hunger means less terrorism. Pray for this village. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you concerned about where your nation's headed? Well, that nation may not matter. To remind you about what nation is important, Mission Network News is making available the book Jesus Nation by Dr. Joe Stoll, president of Cornerstone University, for your gift of any amount. Get yours by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.